People say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood.
Southwest Open School is a place for experiential learning, where students actively participate in their own education. This winter, the radio class chose to focus on challenges confronting Montezuma County.
The topics included teenage substance abuse, homelessness, generational poverty, and a higher-than-average theft rate. Tasked with recording transformative radio pieces, the students set out into the community to find real voices. The stories they recorded here are real, gritty, and ultimately their own.
Montezuma County has many struggles. The struggle our radio group wanted to investigate was crime in Cortez. As our group was researching stories about this topic, we came across some facts that made us stop. From the citydata.com website, we were surprised to learn that in every category of crime except one, from burglary to murders, our little hamlet is remarkably well below the national average. What is one exception, you ask? Theft. We wondered why stealing was almost twice as prevalent here than the national average. We chose to look into this and ask the question, is there ever a time when it is okay to steal? We went around Cortez interviewing different people to find out what their perspective was on theft.
This is local pastor Andrew Reed's definition on theft.
Theft always means that one person benefits while the other person is hurt.
As you heard, the theft rate in Montezuma County is double the national average. What are your views on theft?
This is local pastor Andrew Reed.
Well, I'd say that, you know, those who steal, our attitude in that is not horrible, wicked, we shun them type of people on that. Even something of theft, or we could go to any degree of sin or wrong or immorality and not just judge that.
This is School Resource Officer Jerry Sam.
You know what? Theft is one of my biggest issues that I take personally. I mean, just because, you know, I work for my money. I work, go to work every day for money, just like everybody else that works. They go to work, make money, they get paid to work, and somebody comes along and just takes it. That is too lazy to either get a job or, you know, whatever. So I it's a big deal to me.
This is Judge Walker.
Everything from people who commit a crime don't care. They don't care about the other person. They just don't care about society. I suppose there are some people who commit crimes because they think they need to.
This is City Prosecutor Mike Green.
So you're always a person. And just because you stole something or got charged with stealing something or accused of it, I don't think any more or less of you.
The police in Cortez respond to a call at Walmart at least two or three times a day. Do you contribute to this matter? Have you ever stolen anything? First up is Pastor Andrew Reed.
I have. Stealing candy from my brother. As a child, I walked into corner stores, bought a drink, and slipped a piece of candy in my pocket.
This is School Resource Officer Jerry Sam.
Yes. When I was in ninth grade, they had those, you guys know what the Upward Bound program is? They have it at the high school. You go, anyway, whenever I went through the Upward Bound program, we got sent to Boulder, and we actually went on the CU campus up there, and we stayed there through the summer, and that was whenever the first Batman came out. And they had these cool glasses that I didn't get. And this my roommate had, and I took it. So, yes, I have.
As you know, Robin Hood stole from the rich and gave to the poor. What do you think about that moral idea? We only asked this question to Andrew Reed.
What do I think of the Robin Hood-like principle? I think that Robin Hood had a heart to help, which I compliment that heart. I think, though, that you can do the right thing the wrong way. And just because you're doing the right thing, but you're doing it the wrong way, doesn't make it right. And so if Robin Hood sat in my office today and said, hey, I want to help all the poor people, what should I do? I'd say, get an education, get a great job, and then donate money and help make them happen. Don't become a robber or a thief just to help by trying to undo your wrong by doing a right.
Why do you think the theft rate in Montezuma County is twice the national average? Here is Officer Jerry Sam's opinion on this subject.
Yeah, you know, it seems like we've had an increase in people stealing stuff. You know, it's a lot of it has to do with poverty. I mean, people losing their job. We're kind of in a hard, everybody in the United States is going through something hard right now. You know, the jobs are down. Some of the things that I've seen from Walmart is some people stealing diapers and formula and stuff like that.
People have told us it was a game. People have told us they did it because their friends told them to. People have told me they did it because somebody was going to beat them up if they didn't. So there's lots of silly reasons, but I think the primary was they can't afford what it is. Ran into a few people who I thought were making a living off stealing stuff and then returning it at different stores and getting cash. So I think there's a variety of reasons. But I think, yeah, people not having money, being poor, is a big factor.
This is Judge Walker's opinion.
I think there's a variety of factors. I think that it has to do with sometimes it's drugs. Sometimes it has to do with economics. Sometimes it has to do with people not getting a good education like you guys are.
Here in Montezuma County, there are many people who steal to survive. Even though there may be other ways around it, do you think there is ever an okay time to steal?
Again, Jerry Sam.
Personally, yes. If it meant maybe helping somebody else, you know, if somebody's in need and they're in danger or whatever, then yeah.
Judge Walker.
I think not. I mean, I suppose the closest you could come is if you thought if you needed food, you know, in particular your children.
Again, Andrew Reed.
Is it ever right? My answer is no. But I'm not close-ended to say that there could be incredibly unique situations that arise where somebody might be able to make an argument to justify it. So,
we even asked this question to co-owner of Cocopelli Bike and Board, Scott Darling.
No, I don't think, you know. You know, you always, you know, the employees can say that they justify it because you don't get paid, you know, enough or something like that. I mean, I think that's wrong, you know. Prove that you're worth it and you usually get paid. You know, people that steal for families and that kind of stuff, you know, to feed their family or whatever, or make money for their family just because they're out of a job or something like that too. I mean, there's other ways around it, to be honest. You know, so I don't think, you know, stealing, you know, I guess if it's a last resort and you got to do, you know, something to, you know, put food on the table for your starving family or something, I guess I can see it, but I don't necessarily that it's justified. I think there's other alternatives before you get that far.
We interviewed many authority figures on the subject, but we figured we needed somebody a little bit closer to home. So we had a student interview his mother about times whenever she had stolen out of necessity.
Why do you steal?
I started stealing when I was left as a single mom on the streets to provide for my kids. That's how it started. And then it went from, you know, stealing medicines, things I really, really needed for the kids, to not needs, and then it went from needs to wants, and it got out of control.
Well, we've asked a cop, a pastor, a business owner, and an attorney about stealing, and they all more or less say to not do it. Do you think there's ever an okay time to steal?
No, there's not. There's never an okay time to steal because there's consequences that you are going to have to pay if you get caught.
Have you ever gotten caught?
Yes.
Do you think you need to steal?
Not anymore, not after I got caught. getting caught was degrading, it was belittling, it was embarrassing, and I won't do it again.
When you used to steal, were you ever worried about getting caught or cared about getting caught?
Oh yeah, I was worried about getting caught. Of course, I knew the consequences I was going to have to face if I did get caught. I was worried about it, but I did it anyway, because it went from stealing for needs, and then it got out of control and went to wants. I got caught stealing something that I didn't need.
Bob Marley once said, "Who are you to judge the life I live? I am not perfect, and I don't have to be. Before you start pointing fingers, make sure your hands are clean."
We asked the question, is there ever a time where it is okay to steal? We sat around thinking about this question, and then we realized we could ask this question for many crimes. This made us think, how strong are morals nowadays, and how often do people stick to them? So we would like to ask the listeners, how often do you stick to the morals you were once taught as a child?
Always look on the bright side of life.
This piece was produced by the radio class of the Southwest Open School. The creators of this piece were
Samantha Parambo,
Isaac Leon Garber, Al Emmerich,
Sierra Brewer,
Austin Deppenbrock.
We'd like to thank Jeff Pope and Tom Yoder of KSJD, the local participants interviewed for these stories, and the support of the KSJD listenership. To hear these stories again, go to ksjd.org, click on Programs, or go to our site, southwestopenschool.org.
These stories profiled the struggles of our county. We know that through giving voice to our community, we can build a better future, making it easier for us all to...